Contamination is the dirty side of recycling. This is what happens when you toss something in your recycling bin that doesn't belong. Items that can't be recycled at your local facility. It's a common problem. The national average for recycling contamination is 25%, and our rates are even higher here in Alabama. A recent study shows the Birmingham metro area has contamination rates as high as 40%. For a quick refresher, only plastic with a number 1 or 2 recycling logo can be easily recycled. Common contaminants are plastics with numbers 3 through 7, plastic bags, food waste, wires, hoses, coat hangers, anything that can tangle up or clog machinery. In other words, anything besides number 1 and 2 plastics, clean paper and cardboard, or tin and aluminum cans gets thrown out. That pizza box with even just a small amount of oil soaked in? Contamination. Or that wet cardboard? Contamination. Maybe you think, this sounds like a big problem. And you're right. Contamination costs money. Most contaminants must be hand-picked out of tons of recycling. More contamination leads to more expensive and inefficient recycling. Some loads are too contaminated to even sort at the recycling facility. If you put recyclables in plastic bags, your intentions may be good, but that gets sent straight to the landfill. And if you're in the business of recycling, it's common to charge around $600 for loads that must be diverted. These charges, along with rising processing costs, are eventually passed along to cities and taxpayers. So what started out with the intention of being cost-saving measures and preserving landfill space can end up costing 2 to 3 times more than sending a truck straight to the landfill in the first place. To reduce our recycling contamination, all we need to do is learn what goes in the bin and stop wish cycling. Believe me, I wish so many things could go in my recycling bin. That aluminum foil, that styrofoam cup. But they just can't. Just these extra steps will do a lot to ensure that we're recycling the right way. Remember, if in doubt, throw it out. It's actually better for the future of recycling if we play it safe. We have to do our part. And our part isn't very hard.